Few industries change as often as retail. The current disruption is e-commerce, with the prospect of Amazon delivery drones seemingly just over the horizon. That means big changes for the people who used to work at the stores we don't visit as much. GLT's Ryan Denham reports on a decline in Bloomington normal retail jobs and why there's more to the math than simple subtraction.
When a big local retailer like JCPenney or Gordman's closes its doors, it becomes another chapter in the retail apocalypse storyline that predicts the end of brick-and-mortar shopping. For Donna, a 41-year-old from Bloomington, it just means another place she can't look for a job. Donna can't find a job in retail in Bloomington Normal. Big-box stores tell her they're not hiring, and if she doesn't time it right, she's up against a flood of younger competition, college students and high schoolers.
It's amazing how You go out one day and the shop is there, you go the next day and the shop is gone. It's just a never-ending battle.
Donna is feeling what the employment data has been showing for months, a decline in local retail jobs. Government data show that Bloomington Normal has lost 500 retail jobs in the past year. The 9,400 retail jobs in November were the lowest of any November since at least 2000. Overall, the local economy actually added jobs in 2017, and the jobless rate is now at 3.9%, pretty low. Nationwide, as the economy added more than 2 million jobs in 2017, the retail trade lost 67,000 jobs. Those job losses have hit women particularly hard, while largely sparing men who work in retail. The conventional wisdom is that retail isn't dying, it's changing. While traditional retail jobs vanish, the thinking goes, Amazon warehouse, package delivery, and other e-commerce jobs are taking their place. Still, for job seekers like Donna, this in-between period is rocky, and she's already tried one smart move, education.
The other frustrating thing is I have an associate's degree in law. I'm a legal assistant, but I did that in 2013. I cannot find a job for that either. They tell me, I get it. I don't have any experience, but, you know, I can't find anybody on the same token to take me in and say, you know, come on, we'll show you the ropes. This is what we're going to do. This is what we expect of you. Give me some kind of experience. And then there you are again. I could go get an internship, but all the college kids took the internships.
Donna's phone is always by her side, waiting for a call from one of many retailers where she's applied or put out feelers. Donna asked GLT not to use her last name to not jeopardize her job search.
It's tough out there. It's a tough economy.
Retail trade makes up 1 in 10 jobs in the Bloomington Normal economy. The real story is that retail hiring is not growing as fast as other industries. That's according to Mike Doherty, a senior economist and policy analyst at the Illinois Farm Bureau, who has studied the Bloomington Normal economy.
I think the interesting part for me about local job growth in Bloomington Normal is how our educational and health services category that the BLS measures has been really the engine pulling up our job numbers over 2017, and rather substantially. And right behind them, the educational health services category is the professional and business services. So that's all your licensed professionals. We've had a rebound there as well.
Doherty notes that retailers expected to hire fewer seasonal workers for the holiday shopping rush. The National Retail Federation said retailers were expected to hire between 500,000 and 550,000 temporary workers this holiday season. That's down from last year's 575,000.
Like the kind of pressure is on these stores due to e-commerce to not increase their total staff.
Gary Hunter, an ISU marketing professor and retail expert, says department stores are simply not as popular as they once were. Bloomington's Eastland Mall has seen the closure of big stores like Macy's and JCPenney, though the mall plans to redevelop those sites now. Hunter says those department store closures, coupled with a shift to e-commerce, help explain the loss of traditional retail jobs. He says generally retail jobs have grown and shrunk with the rest of the economy. Now that's changed. He says the government's projected growth rate for all occupations is about 7% between now and 2026. It's only 2% for retail sales.
I don't think it should be a sign of worry about the economy so much as just a sign of actually a developing economy, a growing economy, as they're just shifting because the taste of people and the way people behave changes. And as it changes, the jobs change too. So it's shifting from being more what we've traditionally thought of as retail into other areas.
The shifting retail landscape is affecting men and women differently, according to a 2017 study from the Institute for Women's Policy Research. The Institute found that women lost 160,000 jobs in retail between October 2016 and 2017, while men actually gained 106,000 jobs during that time.
It was a shock to us.
That's Heidi Hartman, who worked on this study. She says one explanation is that there are different types of retail jobs, and they're faring differently in the age of Amazon. The U.S. shed 90,000 general merchandising jobs in 2017, the retail jobs women are most likely to hold. Meanwhile, building materials and garden supply stores gained 28,000 jobs during 2017, with men benefiting most from that growth.
You know, devastating effects for women. Women often rely on these retail jobs. They're often part-time, which can help them with scheduling family obligations like childcare, school schedules, and all of that. And many women look for nearby retail jobs in the malls and in the stores because it's a short commute from their homes.
Hartman says this is pretty unusual for jobs in any industry, to see men and women faring so dramatically differently.
And I think for women who do disproportionately bear the share of family care, whether it's children or older parents, or other older relatives, or even an older spouse who needs care. Retail is often a go-to job for women, especially.
Rob Carr, president and CEO of the Illinois Retail Merchants Association, is quick to push back on the retail apocalypse storyline. He noted that 2017 holiday sales increased by a better-than-expected 5.5% over 2016.
Retail is the most evolutionary of all the business sectors. It always is changing, and it is the pace of change is quickening. It's seemingly all the time, primarily due to technology.
Carr says e-commerce is fast-growing, but still only represents 1 in 10 total retail sales. He says retailers are figuring out they can't just be brick-and-mortar or online. They have to be both. And he says the way we count retail jobs needs to adjust to this new reality.
When they look at just retail jobs, that's not the only thing. We need to count transportation and distribution. We need to count technology-type jobs, data-gathering jobs. We need to count HR. There's a lot we need to count in retail that historically maybe we haven't looked at.
Indeed, despite adding jobs overall, Illinois statewide lost 12,000 retail jobs in the past year. The state added 11,000 transportation and warehousing jobs during that same time.
Retail is changing so rapidly that everyone's lost sight of what's going on behind the scenes.
I'm Ryan Denham.
The next update on retail jobs comes Thursday when the Illinois Department of Employment Security releases the latest jobs tallies for December, including the holiday shopping season.